Why do they take you out towards Saturn?
This is where the mothership is stationed.
Ah.
Has been there for about 7,000 years, observing mankind, even mixing on the genetic level with mankind over the time.
Did they tell you, Riley, why they picked Saturn as their, their port out there?
Well, Saturn. I wrote this book 15 years ago. I revealed that Saturn had 23 major moons.
And now we find that it has even a few more.
Oh, of course, lesser moons, but yeah. At least 23 major moons.
Right.
The mothership is stationed there simply because the rings of Saturn is composed of hydrogen chunks, that is ice.
Mm-hmm.
It can supply all the fuel that they need. On the 23 moons of Saturn and its lesser moons, they can find all of the gases, materials, metallurgic compostures, and things of this nature needed to sustain this great edifice, which is the great mothership.
How big is that mothership, Riley?
The mothership is approximately 40 kilometers across. That is about 28 miles. Looks like, if you're closer to it, looks like a big Tiffany egg, so to speak. She is pumped up by 7 hydrogen-fed fusion cores things of this nature.
What?
So she's able to sustain. She's there simply because it's the best place to be to get what you need.
What does it look like inside?
Entering the great mothership, you must enter 3 airlocks. But these airlocks are not like the slow-moving great megalithic airlocks. Actually, they open like the eye of a shutter of a camera.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're in and stopped from, say, 10,000 miles an hour to 0 1/10 of 1 second.
And it's got to be huge in there.
Oh, my goodness. Yet you feel no sensation of motion.
Okay.
If you look out to your right and your left, as far as the eye can see, you will see ships docked of all configurations. This is saucers, boomerangs, globes, zipping globes that zip here and about, various other configurations of ships and things of this nature, wedgies, etc.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Okay.
That they are either boarding or working on and what have you, the robots, the crews, and things of this nature. Then you go on, when you enter the third door, then you are inside of the ship proper. And there's a winding causeway that goes around, like, say, a barber pole, so to speak, going upward or downward, a spiraling case. You step aboard a levitating disc, which looks like a big coin, a silver dollar that's
right.
Translucent, and it lifts about 6 inches off the floor and takes you along that causeway at a pretty rapid clip, so to speak, to get you to where you're going. Of course, there are other conveyances also. As far as the eye can see, up or down, it is a magnificent edifice. Excuse me.
You are excused.
You okay? Out in the middle of that garden, floating out in the center of gravity, there are 3 levitating gardens. Looks like 3 big cake pans with domes over them,
uh-huh.
So to speak. Wherein there lay fields and streams, trees, houses, and beings that I never could see up close because they would not let me enter those gardens.
Were those beings, though? Do you assume they look like the 2 that took you aboard the ship? Or are they
I
different?
I don't believe they are. I believe they're different. I believe that they may be hybrid aliens.
Okay.
That is, mixed human aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And they are kept segregated in that manner, but they have all of the amenities. That is, little trout streams, gardens, houses, what have you.
Yeah, all right.
Because they have this the great thing about not allowing you to associate too closely with those about you, not because they don't like you, but because of the factor of contamination and things of this nature.
How long did they allow you to stay in the mothership?
The first time, 3 days, returned unharmed. Second time, 7 days, returned unharmed.